This is KUT. Does the City of Austin award enough contracts to businesses owned by minorities and women? An Austin City Council committee today will hear the results of a study done to determine just that. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
When it comes to some contracts, the city has goals related to race. Let's take construction contracts. The city's goal is to award about 2% of its construction contracts to African-American-owned businesses, 10% to Hispanic-owned businesses. Overall, the city aims to award nearly 14% of its construction contracts to minority-owned businesses. In 2014, the city surpassed this number. Roughly 16% of construction contracts went to businesses owned by minorities.
So why do we have a disparity study?
Oh yeah, great question from Veronica Lara in the city's Small and Minority Business Resource Department. I'll let her take it from here.
It's based on a Supreme Court case that is very well known in minority procurement, City of Richmond versus Croson. It was in 1989. This particular case cited that cities can redress race and gender discrimination in contracting activities if the city can demonstrate through a strong basis in evidence that it has a compelling governmental interest.
In other words, if a city wants to set contract goals related to race, every few years it must prove there are barriers to minority-owned companies being able to do business. And according to this latest disparity study in Austin, there are. It found that business loan applications submitted by African Americans were more likely to be denied, even after accounting for differences in credit histories. Minority business owners in Austin were also more likely to pay higher interest rates on their loans. So, what next?
It's really important that we don't rely upon the subsequent disparity study to take place before we take action and advance equity and advance our economy.
Mark Madrid with the Greater Austin Hispanic Chamber of Commerce says action. The city has the power to reconsider its aims, either raising or lowering these percentage goals. Members of the Council Economic Opportunity Committee will discuss the study in more detail when they meet this afternoon. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.